There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a kindergartner's teacher wouldn't let her use the bathroom, so a little girl was forced to sit in her soiled pants all day. We'll tell you about that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Plus, a suicide bear. Danica's got that story. We'll find out what that means here in a moment. 855-453. Ian, Danica, and Daryl are in the studio. We're going right to your phone calls first, though. You're on Free Talk Live. David in Mississippi. Hey, David.
What's going on, guys?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you were talking about Sealand and calling it a helicopter landing pad. Well, it was built during the Second World War, and the helicopter was not really a commercially produced item until the late 40s, like 1947, first military helicopter was in use by the United States.
Yeah, Daryl was just looking at Sealand during the break. Apparently it's over 240,000 square feet?
Yes.
That's pretty big. That's like bigger than like a Walmart supercenter, right? That's a monstrous place.
At one time, it may have been turned into a helicopter landing station, but initially it was just a number of platforms conjoined together with like anti-aircraft emplacements, radar emplacements, just to catch U-boats and stuff.
Hmm. All right.
In the Atlantic.
So you've done some research on this then?
Yeah, I've looked into Sealand a lot. It's kind of a, I don't know about an obsession or anything, but I've looked at into lots of micronations. I really like the Liberland.
Oh, I love micronations.
It's such a cool thing.
Yeah, and I think that I actually have the smallest micronation known to anyone. It is a 3-foot radius around my person, so wherever I go, I am always inside the free state of Daryl.
So the 240,000 square feet, that includes outside, though, right? I mean, I'm looking at pictures of this thing, and it doesn't look that big, right? It's like two big columns coming out of the water and then a platform on top of it. There's a picture, actually, with people standing on that platform, and it looks like there's a cluster of a dozen people in the center of a helicopter pad, which is on the very center of the platform. So I would say that the enclosed portion of this structure, unless you can like go down into those columns, is relatively small. The 240,000 square feet that you found, Daryl, I presume is the entirety of the space on the structure itself.
Yes,
including outside.
Those,
so that's
columns
not covered
are
space.
Definitely reinforced concrete. You can't go down in them.
Yeah, those are not going to be hollow.
I'd say there's very, very, very small amount of possible living space here. Maybe a dozen people could live somewhat comfortably.
According to the Wikipedia article, there are approximately 50 people that are living
really?
There right now.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Golly.
So, I mean, David, have you considered moving to Sealand? Are they offering, is there any space available? I mean, what have you learned about that?
I've not wanted to move out there because they're not, it's not really viable or feasible for me. I mean, I've got family in the UK, so I might could get there easily, but no, I'm not interested in that. I'm more interested in getting some change done around here.
And one thing that would make living in Sealand incredibly difficult is that everything except for your fish would have to be imported.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, it'd be so expensive. Can you imagine how expensive it would be to ship everything in, especially from the UK? With their VAT?
Oh, yeah, that would be a pain.
The VAT is a value-added tax, which is a tax that is added at every level of the production process. So from manufacturer to wholesaler to retail, the VAT tax is very common in places like Europe.
It is so expensive. Everything over there, visiting family over there is so expensive. So I can't imagine what importing things into Sealand, which isn't that far, but still.
Mm. It's about 12 kilometers, which is roughly, what, like 6 miles?
Well, it wouldn't be that, but still, you know, you got to charter a boat or
right.
You have a boat and pay for the fuel, and fuel's not cheap, especially not in the UK.
Well, that's to me why a lot of these let's get free in the middle of the ocean projects, like not Liberland, but like what is it? The seasteading.
Yeah. Seasteaders.
And the Sealand. I mean, all of this would require fairly wealthy people to pull this off.
Like, right.
You know, you would resources of some kind.
Yeah,
you could not have povertarians living in a seastead unless they're the servants.
Sure, sure. Hey, thanks, David, for your call tonight. Appreciate the info. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I feel like, you know, if we're going to have a freedom project, and all three of us here are participants in the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-minded people to target one state and to get active within that one place to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. There are over 16,000 people who are signed now for the Free State Project. We want to hit 20,000, so we're still working toward that goal. But the thing that's so important about the Free State Project is that pretty much anyone can do it. Anyone, at least within the contiguous or 40, you know, the 50 United States, can easily move to New Hampshire. People in other countries, it's a little more complicated.
There have been people to move here from Canada fairly easily.
Yeah, at the New Movers Party, I met a man who had just moved here from Brazil.
That's right. Yep, I've met that guy too. But there's still a process involved.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's definitely easier to do if you're in the United States.
Right, it's not as simple as packing up a moving truck and getting to New Hampshire.
Right.
But, you know, some people have managed to, and I don't recommend this, but some people have managed to literally throw their life's possessions in a car and, you know, get here. And they've managed to make it work.
That's what I did.
You did that? Okay. But did you come up with some savings in the process, or did you?
I had a couple thousand dollars.
All right, that's a little better.
And everything that I could fit in my car came with me. What I couldn't fit in the car, I put by the dumpster at the apartment.
So I didn't do that because I've got a bunch of equipment for radio. I had to rent a truck and get up here. But otherwise, you know, even renting a moving truck is not a huge burden as far as cost is concerned. It's within anyone's reach who wants to move to New Hampshire.
Right.
Moving to Sealand, not so much. You're going to have to be independently wealthy. You have to be able to make your money remotely. If you don't already have a bunch of money stocked away that you can just live on, then you'll have to have some kind of thing you can do from the internet, basically, or have enough investments in a different place to where the money from those investments are just pouring into your bank account or whatever, your Bitcoin wallet. If you're not independently wealthy, then a place like Sealand doesn't make sense. Or if you can't make money remotely, it doesn't make sense. And not everybody has that ability to work, telecommute, if you will, work on the internet. So then you're cutting out a serious number of potential movers, right? So
absolutely.
If the idea is to get enough liberty people together in a place to make that a free place, you have to have numbers, but you're already cutting down from your potential market size, because right now in New Hampshire, our market is libertarians and voluntarists who are willing to move somewhere to be more free. Most libertarians, and first of all, there aren't many libertarians and voluntarists, number one. So the pool from which we're trying to recruit is very small to begin with. Secondly, of those who are libertarians and voluntarists, most of them are not willing to move anywhere for their belief system. So you're dealing with a percentage of a percentage, and so the more you whittle that down,
it's even a smaller percentage of the percentage of the percentage, because you have to find people that are willing to sign a statement saying that they intend to do so. And there are some people that have moved, but they're not signing. There are some people have signed that say they're probably never going to move, but they like the idea of it.
Right, and they want to be supporters, but for whatever reason, they can't come up because of job obligations or family, or they just feel like they couldn't make money. As much money as
they're... Or it's too cold in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Most common objection.
So my question is still, how many of the people that signed early on that have not moved, how many of those people remember actually signing?
An excellent question. I can tell you that back when I was in Florida still, Daryl, I was running the Free State Project local group. And when I was running the Free State Project local group, that's a group to get together with other Free Staters who have not yet moved, who live in your area, they gave me access to the membership database for the counties, Sarasota County and the surrounding counties, so whatever was adjacent to Sarasota.
Okay.
So I actually had all of the contact information for every single person who'd signed up. And this was back in, 2004, so a decade ago. And I called all those people, which this would not be very long after they signed up for the Free State Project, because
right.
it only had started in 2001, and I'd say at least half of them didn't remember signing up for the Free State Project.
Wow.
855, 450 free, and or more than half, that would be half the people I talked to. Many of them, the contact information was bad, and I couldn't get in touch with them at all. We're coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my vet and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Scary story from the kindergarten classroom coming up here in a few moments. Plus, A suicide bear. We'll find out what that's all about. Danica's got that story. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you really need to protect yourself if you're getting online. You've got to take the effort. You've got to spend the time and the money required. It does take effort and money to be private online. You don't get that by default. Luckily, it doesn't take a whole lot of money. You can get ProXPN's premium account for less than $5 a month with Free Talk Live's discount code FTL50. ProXPN is not an internet service provider. You keep your current ISP. But what they do is, once you get ProXPN software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, you get that rolling, and they encrypt your internet connection, meaning your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably saving your surfing history and logging that information for, in some cases, years. Plus, ProXPN will protect you against criminals who might like to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, maybe when you're on your smartphone or on the laptop at a coffee shop or something like that. So ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to download their free software and get started right now for no cost, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and don't forget to use code FTL50 and you'll save 50% off the price of their annual account, which is locked in, by the way, for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to renew for your second year, you get the same great price from ProXPN. So again, 50% off the annual account with code FTL50. Plus, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and again, code FTL50 gets you the great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to Mike. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hello, guys and gal.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, got a psychotic breakdown story for you.
Oh, good. Yeah, go for it.
Happened to me in about 2010, and I'll try to make this very long story short. Yeah, this psychotic episode I had lasted about 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I was in my house alone. I was self-employed at the time, which was why I was able to stay out of the hospital for so long. And during the entire time, I was writing and drawing and preaching in the mirror. And it felt like I had, like, God coming through me. It felt like I had Satan coming through me. I felt like I was Jesus. I felt like I was Moses. It was a very bizarre, and I'm not a religious person at all. I never went to church, nothing like that.
Interesting. Long, where were your family and or friends during this 3 week long time?
I was calling my mother throughout this whole process. What I feel drove me into this psychotic episode was that I had this medical condition going on with my eye, and the medical community would just not help me out with it. Nobody was giving me any answers with it, and I was forced into this corner, and I finally just snapped. And what it felt like was, it felt like I was on acid for that 3 to 4 weeks, is what it felt like. Very little sleep, very little eating. But basically they 302 made the cops showed up, which was bizarre. They showed up at like 1 o'clock in the morning and hauled me out of my house and took me to the hospital.
Now wait, how did the police end up showing up?
Yeah, that was, my parents were involved with that. The county got involved with that, and they tried a couple of times to get me into the hospital. I was like, no, I'm fine, and they left me alone. But finally, they forced me into the hospital. So did my stint there in the hospital, got out, but I still wasn't out of the fog of the psychotic episode. And they gave me medication, but I still wasn't out of it. For the entire next year, I journaled all the weird things that happened around me.
Wow.
And just for example, like one day I told my mother that I felt like I went through a born-again experience. Not so much a born-again, a Christian experience, but a born-again experience. And
so like you felt like you had been birthed as an infant again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone like that. And I was purging the system. That was a big part of what I was going through. I purged the system from my life. I got rid of my internet, got rid of my television. Was just trying to get rid of everything that I could in my life. Because I was sick and fed up with the system.
And was this during the year or during the month?
This was during the month, probably March of 2010.
So then you got out of the hospital. They gave you some prescription meds, but you still were in a fog for like the next year.
Still in this fog for this entire next year. I think I decided to quit taking the meds. I was like, screw you people with your meds. And then about a year went by. I got forced into another psychotic episode, and I feel I was forced into that one by trying to figure out how to quit mooching off of my mother, because I was mooching off of her for money to live and pay my bills and everything, since I couldn't figure out how to get back into the system that I purged. And during this time, I had started growing marijuana. And was trying to sell that, but it ended up not so good. I was just pretty much just smoking it all myself.
So how did you? I mean, okay. So this is interesting, right? Because it's different from what I've experienced. Mine was relatively short and very intense. But when it was over, it was clear I was back to my normal self.
Exactly.
You feel like you just kept on in this weird state for a year. How did you know when the fog had lifted?
Well, like I said, that fog really never lifted until after the second psychotic episode.
Uh-huh, okay.
And that psychotic episode, I was doing all that journaling on paper, and I ran out of paper, and I started writing on my walls then. I thought what I had was this million-dollar idea, and the theme of the second episode was the ascension of man. And everywhere on my walls, it says ascend and screw religions and to hell with God.
So you went from one psychotic episode to a year-long kind of like psychotic fog and then to another psychotic episode, and it was after that. So it was after the second psychotic episode that you felt you'd cleared up?
Yeah, well, and that's because I had a wake-up call. I went for a walk during the psychotic episode, felt so free when I got home from the walk. I walked to the corner of my street, took off all of my clothes.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. I'm glad you can laugh about it now.
I was laughing about it the entire time I was going through both episodes.
I bet.
I was having the time of my life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good thing that you feel so comfortable to where you can take your clothes off in public, but unfortunately the police usually won't see it that way, so I imagine...
Well, and that's where I was going with it.
All right, hang on. I want to get the rest of the story here. Mike has taken off his clothes
in the middle of the street.
Walked down to the street corner and stripped naked in the middle of a psychotic episode, and we'll find out what happened here in moments. 855, 453... You take control of Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Tell your psychotic break story. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, A-M-P, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get signed up. Get the details at AMP, A-M-P. .freetalklive.com. As we go back to Mike listening in Pennsylvania. Mike, you were explaining to us that you had a psychotic episode. How old were you, by the way, when this happened to you?
Let's see. This was 5 years ago, so I guess that was about 43.
I was in my mid to late 20s, about 27, I think, when it happened to me. Mine was short-lived. It was very intense for about 3 or 4 days. Yours, you had a psychotic break, which was short, but then it continued on, sort of like a psychotic fog or like a fugue state that went on for approximately a year of your life, which then culminated in another psychotic break, which you had begun telling us about a few moments ago, wherein you at some point decided to walk out to the street corner and strip yourself naked.
And that's where I was at, yes. And then I... let's see, I walked back to the porch to get in my house, and I was like, well, where the hell are my keys? And I figured I left them out in my clothes, and I noticed a car had come by and stopped, so I figured they called the cops. So I was just standing on my front porch, and I'm, like, waiting for somebody to show up and rescue me, and I'm just talking to myself on the porch, and I got a...
So, wait, you left your clothes on the street corner?
Left them on the street corner.
Got it.
Just dropped everything right there and left them.
Who needs the trappings of this earthly life?
I don't see them anymore.
You would have been great in that school that we were just talking about.
All right, so you're on the porch.
So, finally, pacing one boss does show up.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I think I need my keys. She's like, well, they're right there. And they were on my step. On my step. So I grabbed them real quick. She went over toward my clothes. I got in my house, put some clothes on, went back outside. By then, there were five cops that had showed up by then.
Oh, no.
And so I'm trying to explain to them what's going on. I'm trying to just play it off like I was writing something, and I was playing it out in the street. And then I figured it'd be easier if I just invited them inside and show them my walls.
Uh-oh.
I've invited them inside.
Because you've been, for our listeners just tuning in, you had been writing what you thought were brilliant ideas all over your walls.
Yeah. And at one point, I had wrote "To Infinity and Beyond" real big on my wall.
Okay, so Buzz Lightyear came through you.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Buzz Lightyear coming through me. I had Pee Wee Herman coming through me at one point, too.
Oh, man.
Okay. Hopefully not the new theater, Pee Wee.
Well, apparently it was.
Yeah.
But so the one cop says to me, she goes, "Did you write 'To Infinity and Beyond' in blood?" And I said, "No, that was ketchup." Because for some reason, I pulled out the ketchup and wrote 'To Infinity and Beyond'.
Wow.
All right.
And right after that, one of the cops goes, "Oh, what's this?" And off of my desk, he grabs a marijuana pipe.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And were you still growing the marijuana at this time?
I was still growing the marijuana at this time.
Oh, no. And there's five cops in your house.
And one of my things on my wall I wrote was "No Secrets." So I went and grabbed my bag of weed. I went and grabbed my bag of weed and said, "Here you go. Here's what I got." I grabbed a bag of weed. And they're like, "Well, is that all you got?" I'm like, "All right." So I went and I grabbed my bucket full of weed that I had, my 5 gallon bucket full of weed that I had, and brought that out to them. And they're like, "Are you growing?" I'm like, "Yeah, upstairs." At that point, they slapped the cuffs on me. And
still naked.
I put some clothes on.
No, okay.
Yeah, I put some clothes on in the meantime.
God.
But,
you poor, poor man. So, this is a horrible story.
I'll
try to make the rest of this story short. They busted me with 200 plants I was growing. Which was facing me basically a minimum of like 6 years and like $25,000 in fines and costs. And luckily with Pennsylvania, they have this mental health treatment court / drug treatment court.
Mm-hmm.
And after spending 2 months in the clink, they let me out on my own recognizance. No bond. I didn't have to pay any bond. I was on $25,000 straight bond. And
was it while you were in the jail that you feel like you returned to your normal self?
Well, they put me on medication again. They took me to the hospital first, and then they took me to jail after 3 or 4 days. So I got on medication in the hospital. I still felt like I was in jail. I still felt that the weirdness was happening around me, like I was reading the comics. And there were, like, some weird things in the comic strips that were, like, pertaining to what I was going through.
Wow. All right. So what happened legally? So after two months,
legally,
they let you out.
Legally, what happened was I had to go through this drug treatment court. After 2 months in jail, they accepted me into the treatment court. I had to go through showing up basically weekly or biweekly for court for about 2 to 3 years.
For like a drug court where they're checking in on you, that kind of thing?
All I had to do was just me checking in, saying, "Here, I'm keeping up on everything." You know, I had to go for urine tests 2 or 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure as hell beat going to jail. You know, I was
so ultimately, the drug court thing didn't result in any jail time for you for growing marijuana.
Exactly.
Do you think that had you not been nuts, that you would have actually gone to prison?
Probably, because I think that was the mental health part of the treatment court that probably saved my ass.
It's interesting. So in this case, the psychotic breaks that you had may have resulted in you not having to go to prison for growing the marijuana you were growing.
Absolutely.
So it could have been a lot worse. That's a great story, Mike.
That is a good story.
Thanks for sharing it with us tonight here on Free Talk Live. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So to anyone who's in the middle of a marijuana growing operation, that could be a way out of it for you.
Is to go crazy and then run naked through the street,
right?
And invite the cops into your house, but write things on the walls in ketchup.
Yes. Make sure you do all of those things.
In the nude. Did you have the nudity part?
I did. Yeah, you run down the street naked. 200 plants. Like, even in the states, even in the states where cannabis is, you know, supposedly legal.
You can't have that.
You can only have, like, 12.
Right.
12 grams or 12 pots?
12 plants.
12 plants.
So there you go. 855-450-FREE. Here's the story out of Missouri Elementary School. Let's see. I'm not sure which school it was. We'll find that out maybe. But anyway, a mother of a Missouri Elementary School student claims that a teacher refused to allow her daughter to use the restroom, forcing the girl instead to sit in soiled pants for several hours. To make matters worse, the girl's mother, Amber Brignall, claims she's gotten no apologies from the school's teacher, principal, the local school board, or even officials in Missouri's education bureaucracy. This from Inquisitor.com. Amber claims that on May 4th, sometime after lunch, her daughter asked her kindergarten teacher, Marcella Colvin, for permission to use the bathroom. She was denied. The elementary school student would later find out, once she was finally allowed to use the bathroom, that she had defecated in her pants. I don't think you find that out later. I'm pretty sure you know that when it's happening.
Right.
Being embarrassed and fearing she would get into trouble if she spoke up, the 5-year-old tried to clean her soiled shorts and underwear. When the unarmed elementary school student was picked up by her parents that afternoon, unnamed, they saw and smelled that something was amiss. Her parents turned around and headed back to the school, hoping the girl's teacher would have some answers. We will tell you more about this sickening story here in moments, and it reminds me of a situation that one of my classmates went through when I was in second grade, which was similarly horrible and embarrassing. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. You ever been in a situation like this? It's probably not that uncommon. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the 3 most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the 3 little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got Skype. You want to call us there. You can do that. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here. Danica. Oh, sorry, Bianca. Try that again.
Danica.
That works.
And Daryl.
All right. So we have everything from psychotic break stories to crazy school sickness stories. Well, in this case, it's a sickness story. The first one was the weird art class. But this is pretty sick stuff, where a teacher in a Missouri elementary school in kindergarten class refused a little girl's request to go to the bathroom. And usually when it comes to small children and going to the bathroom, it's a pretty serious thing, right?
You don't want to ignore that typically.
They don't have the same level of control over their bodily functions as an older adult might have. And further, I still wouldn't deny an adult that, you know, their request to go to the bathroom. It's a human need, and usually by the time somebody is asking to do it, it's time to go, right?
Right.
So it probably means that person has been already uncomfortably holding it to get through whatever portion of the class they felt they needed to get through, and then finally feels like they have to ask to go. She instead pooped her pants there in the class, and she did not further want to get into more trouble if she then spoke up again, because she'd already been rebuked. She then kept quiet and later tried on her own to clean her soiled shorts and underwear, which that's just not going to work.
Right.
Especially with a, you know, I don't know how large of a number two sitting in them, but probably not small. When the unnamed elementary school student was picked up by her parents, this story from Inquisitor.com, that afternoon they saw and smelled that something was amiss. Her parents turned around and headed back to the school, hoping the girl's teacher would have some answers. Quote, her bottom was red and sore. My child sat in her poopy underwear the majority of her time at school, and it wasn't noticed, supposedly. My child will be six next week. When she needs to go to the bathroom, she needs to go. If the teacher didn't notice the smell and the stain, then she isn't watching or paying attention well enough. And further, you would think that the students nearby would have been the first to notice.
And right.
I just can't imagine being in a school class with children who would not say something aloud about someone smelling like poop nearby them in class. That would seem to be something that, you know, kids who are of a mean variety would say something mean, or at the very least, someone would speak up and say something. So even if the teacher didn't walk by and notice herself, let's say the teacher's at the front of the class and the girl's in the back of the class, in theory, maybe the teacher wouldn't have smelled it in that circumstance. But, I mean, this is not going to be something that's going to stay close by this little girl. It's going to be fairly noticeable.
Right.
When the parents went to the school principal, unfortunately, answers were not forthcoming. Brad Cooper, the principal, promised to speak to the teacher in question, but denied to tell the parents what punishment, if any, the teacher would face, citing employee privacy. Addicting Info writer Stephen Foster Jr. is not impressed with that excuse. He says, quote, last time I checked, Licking R8 is a public school. I guess that's the name of the school, Licking R8. So parents and the community at large have a right to know what disciplinary action is being taken against a teacher. In fact, despite Foster's feelings to the contrary, Amber Brignall, the mom, is not legally entitled to know what happened to the teacher in question. A spokesbureaucrat for the Missouri Department of Education confirmed to us via telephone that discipline is handed out to teachers and that is considered to be a confidential personnel matter. Not satisfied with the lack of answer she got from the principal, Amber then took her complaints to the school superintendent, the school counselor, and even an official with Missouri's education bureaucracy. In this case, area supervisor Mike Wutke. She claims that every step of the way she was either blown off or met with outright hostility. Now, I mean, this just really shows how insensitive and unconcerned these bureaucrats are with customer service.
Right.
Look, if something happens to this girl or your child or, you know, whoever it is that's in a school, the standard thing to do just for being a human being and hearing about it, you know, if mom or dad comes to you with this complaint and says, my kid pooped their pants in class due to the inaction of one of your teachers, the first thing that should be done is, oh, my God, I'm sorry you had to go through that. We will look into this and investigate, and we will find out what we can do to make the situation better in the future. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. It doesn't cost anything to say you're sorry to someone.
I just can't believe that.
It costs pride. And schools can't admit that they did anything wrong.
Oh, the teacher's not in the wrong. She had her reasons. Derp-a-der.
But this is, I mean, presumably she's talking to people who don't even know about the situation, right? She goes in to try to talk to the superintendent. This superintendent doesn't know what happened in his whatever her name's class earlier in the week.
Superintendent probably doesn't care.
But you're right, Daryl. They're covering for everyone in the bureaucracy, regardless of what the offense was, and regardless of the details of the situation. They're just in we're covering up mode, in the, you know, circle the wagons mode, rather than the mode of let's do what we can to be humble and admit when we're wrong and try to make this system, this awful system, better for everyone in the future. They don't have the incentive to care about that.
Right.
Because they're going to get paid whether they apologize to you or not. Whether the daughter even goes to the school next year, let's say the parents get upset and they pull their daughter out of the school, well, the school's still going to get paid regardless of whether or not the daughter is in the school because the parents will still be paying property taxes for that school. So it doesn't matter whether the parents avail themselves of the school's services or not. So there's no incentive beyond just being a nice human being, which apparently they're not incentivized to do either. There's no incentive to do the right thing here. And it's sick. It should be noted that only Amber's side of the story is available, since none of the school officials involved have spoken on the record. She says she's considering filing a lawsuit against the Missouri school, who did nothing to the teacher who forced her daughter to sit in soiled pants for several hours. And this isn't an uncommon story. I had to witness this when I was a child. I didn't go through it personally, as far as I wasn't the victim. But I was in the class where someone was similarly victimized. It was a second grade class, and I don't remember the teacher's name. Most of my teacher's names I don't remember. But I remember who the teacher was, and she wasn't generally considered to be a particularly good teacher by the kids in the class. And at one point, a girl named, I guess I shouldn't give her name, but a girl, I remember the victim's name, right, because it was a traumatic experience for her, and I remember that. She wanted to go to the bathroom. She had to go number one, and she really wanted to go. It was obvious that she really wanted to go, and this teacher, for some reason, did not want to allow her to go. The bathroom was right across the hallway. So it wasn't like she'd have to go on some long journey, you know, across half the school.
So the teacher didn't say, no, you're not allowed to go because you've had too many absences during the school day.
No, it wasn't anything like that. Okay. As I recall, I mean, I don't know if it had to do with, like, a test that we were taking or something like that. And, you know, I guess in theory there is a method for cheating on a test, right, where if one child goes to the bathroom and another child goes to the bathroom at the same time, they could exchange answers while they were in the bathroom together.
Right.
So I can understand some of the paranoia that
or you could stop by your locker and look in your book Somebody's going to give you the answers. I'll slide the answers through the little locker vent.
Or leave the answers in the bathroom on the back of the toilet seat.
Right, exactly. Thinking about that, too.
You know, obviously, there are ways to cheat in school, and maybe that's what the teacher had in mind, and maybe she wanted her to wait until after the test or something like that. But ultimately, and again, all of this is some of it's speculation. I don't remember exactly the reasoning. I suspect it might have been a testing situation. But to me, it really doesn't matter. You got to let somebody go to the bathroom if that's what they want to do. I mean, even in jail, in most circumstances, you have access to a toilet.
Right, because you're in the cell and the toilet's right there.
Right. Even in the most, with the exception of that DEA story we talked about last week where the guy was held for 5 days with no bathroom and had to urinate into his own mouth, basically, to...
Well, they also weren't giving him food or
there was no
water.
There. He wasn't even in a proper holding cell. But in most cells that the government provides, there is at the very least a toilet and a crappy water fountain. In this case, this little girl who I was in second grade with peed herself in that seat. I remember specifically that happening, and she got up, and there was a puddle of urine in the seat when she got up. And it made it into a worse situation, obviously, because, you know, somebody had to clean that up. I don't remember who it was, but I presume it would have been that teacher, or maybe she, you know, had to call the janitor in or whatever.
And I'm sure she got made fun of by her classmates, too.
You know, I don't recall that being the case. Right. I think that...
They probably feel bad for her more so.
I think in second grade, at least, kids aren't mean enough yet. You know, the mean factor really comes into middle school. My experience in school, I don't remember kids being so mean to one another until middle school, until like the teenage years, the early teenage years. So I don't recall people being mean to her for that. Gotcha. It seemed like most people could empathize with her. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your story. It's Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up, including the suicide.
A trial by jury. The primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.